Unit 18. Lunar and Solar Eclipses.
Can you imagine what it would look like if the moon or the sun were to disappear from the sky? At times, events known as eclipses produce this exact illusion. Eclipses occur when the moon and the sun line up with Earth in such a way that one of them is hidden from our view. There are two basic types of eclipses, lunar and solar. The moon's orbit is tilted by about 5 degrees in relation to Earth's orbit, but twice a month, the moon crosses into Earth's orbital route. If this event coincides with the full moon phase, the moon may pass into our planet's shadow, where it receives no direct sunlight. As this happens, the moon darkens for a period of up to several hours and may even project a reddish or orange glow. The exact color depends on the amount of sunlight which passes through Earth's atmosphere and the manner in which it reaches the moon. When the moon slips completely into Earth's shadow, a total lunar eclipse occurs, while the more common partial lunar eclipse takes place when only a portion of the moon is shadowed. Conversely, a solar eclipse happens when Earth travels through the moon's shadow. This can only take place during the new moon phase, when the moon is positioned between the sun and Earth. Like lunar eclipses, solar eclipses can be classified as partial or total. During the brief duration of a total eclipse, the body of the sun goes completely dark, though the event will not appear that way for most people on the planet. This is because the moon's shadow is fairly small. Only observers within the range of that shadow will witness the total eclipse. From other locations, it may be possible to catch sight of a partial eclipse, with the sun's disk partly obscured by the moon's shadow. Eclipses are rare, for they only occur under specific circumstances. Because the path the moon travels around the sun is tilted relative to Earth's orbit, the moon generally passes just above or below the line directly between the Earth and the sun. It therefore generally misses the point it would need to cross in order for an eclipse to occur. Yet, every 6 months or so, during a period known as an eclipse season, the conditions align for a potential lunar or solar eclipse. You do not need special equipment to see a lunar eclipse. However, when observing a solar eclipse, you must take special precautions, as looking at a solar eclipse without eye protection can cause permanent damage to your vision. If you want to look directly at the sun, use solar filters designed and certified for viewing eclipses.